We've just heard Hey You by Five of Us, My Life by Westminster, Prevailing Darkness by Endless, and previous to that, Have You for My Own, The Go-Betweens, and before that, Hey Girl, The Childs, You Know That I Will by Eddie Holman from the album Am I a Loser, From the Start, You Know That I Will. Did you know you can make a request at 516-654-4059? Call or text 516-654-4059. It's 81 degrees in New York. Now, back to the show.
Shake Shake Mix comes in two new soda fountain flavors, flipping new chocolate fudge flavored grape shakes and wild new strawberry flavored grape shakes. Both turn milk into a real thick shake, so thick it stands up to a straw. Grape shakes.
Tastes so good now, oh so good now, it's so creamy.
Woo! Break through your brother's claw.
Break down
prison walls. Let these men out of the stall.
Break down
prison walls. People like them, they should be free.
Break down
prison walls. People like us are the fucking king. Let these men out of their stall.
Break down.
You are listening to the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream. My name is Paul Bruno. I am filling in this evening for Terry T on her hooligan program, playing some of the hooliganiest songs I know. That's not a word, but I just made it up. I actually did a set there with quite a bit of profanity in it, because that's one of the fun things about being on the stream. You're not subject to FCC regulations. We just heard from the Femmes with Go to a Party from a 1982 EP reissued in 2009 by the fine folks at Drag City. I have the feeling the Femmes were the guys at the party who were causing the problems, if I had to make a guess. Part of that VOM, V-O-M, a band that featured rock journalist Richard Meltzer and a few future members of Angry Samoans. We heard Electrocute Your Cock. I would not follow that advice. That's from Live at Surf City EP from 1978, reissued by Rerun Records in 2012. Before that, Crime, Piss on Your Dog. I also wouldn't advise against that, because that's not nice to do to a dog, especially, you know, someone you know's dog. Getting that from the San Francisco's Doom Collection, recorded in 1978, been issued several times, most recently by its appeared Viaduct in 2022. That session was, I think it's just a live session that they just recorded live at a mobile recording unit that was also used to record a lot of, Laurel Canyon type artists, which is a fun thing to think about. Part of that, The Injections, Prison Walls from a 7-inch of the same name from 1980, reissued by Last Laugh in 2010. First heard that on Bloodstains Across California, as I'm sure many who are familiar with that song have heard it there as well. For that, The Slits with Vindictive, aka Let's Do the Split. Getting that from their Peel Sessions release, first issued on Strange Fruit in 1991, recorded in 1977, and I think that's been amended to many reissues of the Cut album from The Slits, their debut. Expanded editions have those Peel Sessions tracks as bonuses, and I think those Peel Sessions are great, some ways better than the album. Album's a little, you know, a little fussy, Cut album. This is a little more raw, a little more from the heart. Part of that, The Killjoys, Johnny Won't Get to Heaven, getting that from the Action Time Vision box set, A Story of Independent Punk, Independent UK Punk, I should say, 1976 to 1979, came out on Cherry Red in 2016, one of their great box sets chronicling independent music in the UK. And that band, The Killjoys, featured Kevin Rowland, leader of Dexy's Midnight Runners fame. That song's actually available in lots of places. You can find it pretty easily. It's been comped up many times. For that, Fear, I Don't Care About You, from the record from 1982. And at the top, The Pagans with What's This Shit Called Love. Back in my college radio days, I would play that song and announce it as What Does She Call Love? I never got called on it. That's from the Everybody Hates You collection from 1994 on Crypt, originally from a 1978 single. That song's available in other Pagans collections, but I think that might be the only one that has the 1-2-3-4 intro from Mike Hudson. And clipping that off, just, I don't know. It's like putting a mustache on the Mona Lisa. Can't support that. Okay, so you are listening to the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream. My name continues to be Paul Bruno. Filling in for Terry. Thank you very much, Terry, for letting me do the fill-in here. And We got some more music for you. I think I covered a lot of the bases, profanity-wise, in that last set, but I did miss at least one of those famous seven dirty words you can't say on TV. So to help me out, here is Rude Norton here on WFMU Rockin' Soul Street.
Tits.
is out of town. Heather boys make promises, and you always let me down. They'll come to a club on a Tuesday night. Had lots of fun, little chicks. I want you out of sight. And what I want to know, what I want to know, what I really gotta know, is what do I get? What do I get? What do I get? Have burn your diary. There's things to forget. Have nothing to remember except your last cigarette. Looking for love, you can find in the dark. And the best I can hope for is a broken heart. And what I wanna know, what I wanna know, is guys, you forgot to tell me so. Is what do I get? What do I get? What do I get?
what is it for you?
You are listening to the WFMU Rock and Soul stream. My name is Paul Bruneau. Filling in for Terry T on her hooligan program this evening. We just heard from Copa Verde. Don't know if they're hooligans or not. They might be. They seem like, you know, pretty refined men. But they did bring the rock with that song Cease to Exist from the Viva La Muerte. Viva La Muerte album from 1994 on Scat. For that, the clientele with Missing Persons on the Destination Unknown label, reissue of 1981 LP on the Dole Records. And so this is just odd. This is a clientele is a new wave British heavy metal band. But it's such a weird coincidence that they have a song called Missing Persons on an album called Destination Unknown. And if you're into the new wave of non-British heavy metal variety, you might understand why. For that, Motorhead with I'm So Bad, Baby, I Don't Care, from the 1916 album, which came out many years later, 1991. Maybe their last great record, 1916. I don't know. There's probably people better suited to speak on that than me. For that, Lucy, Feel So Good, getting that from the collection. Punk 45, I'm a Mess, DIY or Die, Art, Trash, and Neon. Punk 45's in the UK, 1977 to 1978. Came out on Soul Jazz in 2022. That band, Lucy, featured one Phil Collin, not Phil Collins, Phil Collin, who later became the guitarist for Def Leppard. Someone should really do a comp of all these bands that featured future stars who are kind of punk bands. The song actually sounds a bit more like pub rock crossed with new wave of British heavy metal than punk, but great tune regardless. Part of that, Whipper, band out of Oz with Chase the Rainbow, from their Shit Love 7-inch, featuring former members of CUNTZ and future members of Civic, came out in 2016. And one of my most favorite tracks, so I thought I'd play it all for you again. For that, Destroy All Monsters with What Do I Get? Getting that from Cherry Red Records, the Punk Singles Collection, from a 1979 7-inch already. Collection came out on Anagram in 1995. Band featuring Ron Ashton, of course. Part of that, Dick Move, one of Terry T's favorite, from a new 7-inch, just called Fuck It. Out now on the 112 Records label. I don't know if Terry's played that yet, but I'm sure if she hasn't, she will. For that, the Body Snatchers, Are You Into Destruction? From the Body Snatchers EP, some Texas punk rock from 1978. Reissued last year on Riding Easy Records. And still, there's some copies available. If you want to get that 7-inch reissue, you can. Finally, Rude Norton with Tits on the Beach, from the Vancouver Complication compilation. Actually a bonus track on reissue of said comp. Originally from 1979, getting that from the reissue on Rockin' Bones in 2007. Available on streaming and other platforms as well. All right, well, that is it for me and this edition of Hooligan. Wanna thank Terry T once again and let you know that she will be back here next week. She's been away from the Hooligan for a while, but she cannot deny her true self. So she'll be back here, and I'm sure you're all very, very happy to hear that. But right now, coming up shortly here on Rockin' Soul Radio, will be Musical Dose with Medicine. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And yeah, that's it for me. All of you have a terrific weekend, and hopefully you'll be hearing from me in the near future. Take care, everyone, and thank you again, Terry T.
Life's like that, isn't it? Only the other day I was walking in the West End and suddenly I was set upon by hordes of fans and admirers who wanted to touch my clothes. So I took sanctuary in a nearby cinema. Normally, of course, I don't go in, but that day I saw something that really moved me. I'd like to share this wonderful experience with you. It was The Sound of Music.
I feel like